Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, Melinda. Hi.
Hi, Priscilla. Welcome. Welcome. It's so nice to have you here. Thanks for joining us today to talk about your new book. I am delighted to share it with my listeners, and I've got just a few questions for you.
Sure.
So your work is always soul-centered, and you work with the Akashic Records, which I find very, very fascinating. For anyone who's listening who maybe doesn't know what the Akashic Records are, could you just share a little bit about that and then how you work with them?
Sure. The Akashic Records I would describe as the database of everything your soul has experienced. Some people call it like the library of everything that mankind has experienced, and pretty much it's a way to connect to your soul guides. Everyone has the ability to connect to their guides and to receive guidance and clarity and healing and support to live their best life, and you can gain information. This is not predictive information or psychic. It's more guidance from a deep energy and space of truth and love. And so for me, you can, like I said, you can get information about anything. I find that most of us who read the records probably have a specialty or two. And for me, that is business and helping really people to grow and build sustainable, soul-driven businesses. And also I happen to be able to channel like bodies of work and books and stuff, which is, you know, what we're going to talk about, my business guide coming out this week. And so it's really been a powerful tool to gain clarity and to really 100% guide my business direction, business focus, my own leadership as well. You know, it's very much spirit, you know, guides led, and it takes an enormous leap of faith and trust to go on that kind of a path.
Right, of course. And I know the Akashic Records informed this new book, which is called Soul Fluent Leadership Business Guide. So tell us, if you will, a little bit about how this book came to be.
Yes, I love connecting people and connecting with people. And I did a kind of a connection call with someone, it was an acquaintance on Facebook, and she works with archetypes too. And she was very much talking about how she was going to be writing more about how her archetypes, which are more branding archetypes, could help you in different areas of your business. And I had the idea, well, wouldn't it be nice for me to apply my 5 leadership archetypes and show people how to apply those 5 archetypes into different areas of business. And so I went into the Akashic Records and I said, okay, maybe we can do a little PDF or something. Just if there's something here, show me and I'll start typing.
Mm-hmm.
Well, 10 pages turned into 30, 50, 100, and now 222 pages. So it just kind of kept growing. And I didn't intend to write a book. I intended to write a short kind of PDF, very tactical and practical. But as a colleague mentioned to me last year, she said, I really think this needs to be a reference guide, like an actual physical book. And that's what kind of got me on the path last year to hiring a book coach and then really turning this into a viable book with 15 different businesses showcased for each of the 5 archetypes and really showing people how to apply their archetype, which is their soul way of leading in business in 6 business areas, branding, manifesting, team building, et cetera.
Very cool. So your your archetypes that you have identified as a result of your work with the Akashic Records are five. Is that correct?
Yes. The mystic, the visionary, the strategist, the explorer, and the divine feminine archetype.
Can you share just a little piece about each of them, maybe that would help someone, you know, sort of click in and identify or pique their interest?
Yes, and as I'm mentioning it, think about, you know, what do you consider to be your innate strengths, or what people have told you are your innate strengths? So I'm a mystic, right? I use my intuitive, creative, and healing abilities to elevate consciousness and to create more harmony in the world. The visionary uses out-of-the-box, disruptive, strategic thinking to create a more efficient and better world. The strategists use their ability to streamline really complex data and information into tangible ways that we can understand the world. The explorer is about imagining new possibilities and leading experientially. And divine feminine is all about building businesses that are community-driven and community-led and community-focused.
There certainly is a need for that right now, isn't there? Yeah, and I do have a question about your work and this orientation with the archetypes. Is this book for everybody? Is this for males, females, or is it more guided toward the feminine?
I tend to attract women entrepreneurs, but it by no means is only for women. The Soul Fluent Leadership Archetypes and the Business Guide guides conscious leaders and entrepreneurs to lead from their soul in business and to live their purpose profitably as they create a better world for all. And we do that by helping you. The archetypes help you unlock and embrace your soul's unique strengths and talents, so that you can then live your purpose and grow a business that is purpose-driven.
Okay. Well, it sounds absolutely wonderful. And I will admit to the listeners, I've not yet read the book. Very excited to get my hands on it. And there are, as I was speaking with you about this book recently, Priscilla, you kind of told me a little bit about the format of the book, and that really also got me excited. Can you share a little bit about sort of the structure of the book and what people can expect?
Yes, the book is very tangible and very practical. It really showcases how your archetype, how can you apply your archetype's innate leadership style and strengths to grow your business in these six areas, right? There's branding, marketing, manifesting, team building, money and wealth consciousness, and I'm sure I'm missing one here that I'm business model. And we look at the three core business levers, your message, your business model, and your money flows, and how to apply those to your archetype's kind of way of doing business.
I love that. So what I really think is so important is, you know, as we're all watching the structures that we have known and tried to use or have been told that we should be using, we're kind of watching all of that begin to dissolve in many ways. So the timing for this just seems so beautifully apt right now, because there are also a lot of people that they're wanting to shift into a different way of community service, a different way of expressing themselves creatively in all sorts of different areas. So this sounds like a great book for these times. Kudos.
Thank you.
How long did it take you to write the book? Did it kind of come through really quickly?
Yeah, so the entire book was entirely channeled in the Akashic Records, meaning I connected to my guides and I started typing what I heard. The only thing that was written by me was the introduction and the conclusion that my book coach suggested I, you know, incorporate in there. It came pretty quickly. But it would, you know, I don't channel for more than 2, maybe 3 hours at a time because it's very intensive. It's almost like simultaneous translation. You know, it's very intensive that way. But I would say that it probably took 6 to 8 months, you know, because I wasn't in a huge rush, I would say. And then within the course of about 9 to 12 months, I had everything. And then it was the question of putting the bookends into the book, like an introduction, a conclusion. And then really what took a lot longer was identifying 15 businesses that I could showcase in the book, you know, and get their legal permission to be featured in the book, and then get all the images. And like that was more tedious than the actual channeling of it itself. And then there's editing and multiple layers of editing. And the restart, you know, kind of making tweaks to the book, but the general structure came through very clearly to begin with, actually. So, yep.
Wow. Very exciting. And I know that you, that the book is coming out soon. Can you kind of give us the details and as far as when it's going to be available and what else you have that is tied specifically to the book in the way of upcoming classes or workshops?
Absolutely. So the book goes live on Amazon on this Friday, February 25th, and from the 25th of February through the 27th, the Kindle version of the book will be 99 cents. And there'll be more information. You can go to PriscillaStephan.com/book. There's a full color 8.5 by 11, 222 page of like the official print book, which is really a reference guide, but you can get the Kindle for those 3 days for 99 cents. On March 7th, there will be a masterclass to show you, go over some of the core principles in the book. And then mid-March, there'll be a 4-week course that will guide you through how to apply your archetype in the 3 core levers of your business: message, business model, and money flows.
Okay. So will anyone who goes to the link for the book receive the information about the classes as well?
They will if they get it through the, you know, if they happen to listen to this from during the Kindle promotion between the 25th and the 27th, or they can just opt in at PriscillaStephan.com. They can opt into my newsletter list, and that's how you can get all the information about everything I have coming up.
Wonderful, wonderful. So tell me, if you will, how did you identify your own archetype? And can you share with us a little bit about your experience of learning in business how to begin to deploy your special gifts and talents and your archetype in your business?
Yes. Well, my guides helped to confirm what I think is probably obvious, is that I am a mystic leadership archetype, meaning that I use my intuitive, creative, and healing abilities to elevate consciousness and create more harmony and peace. It has been a journey for me. I would say that a couple of things really were highlighted through identifying my mystic archetype in business. One was that really leaning into my ability to hold space for healing and to be a catalyst for change just because people are in my presence. And that really helps them to pull out their own inner wisdom as to what's next for them. It really helped me highlight and lead with my intuitive and channeling abilities in the Akashic Records. That honestly is why people hire me primarily. And so to not hide that, which can be challenging for us mystics, right, to come out of the proverbial woo-woo closet. And also that it gives me permission to not try so hard, because what I do naturally, which is to hold space, to listen, to be a catalyst for change, to reflect back and see the brilliance in each person I see, really has enormous value, so I don't need to overcompensate, overprove, overstuff programs and products and stuff, just because I can just sit back and be me and let that be enough.
That's very encouraging, I know, to entrepreneurs to hear, because we really, I think we've been given sort of a whirlwind of messaging. And I know myself, I too am a mystic, so I completely identify with what you're saying. And as I was beginning my entrepreneurial endeavors, I kind of allowed myself to get batted around by this piece of advice and this, you know, program. And it took me a while to finally realize that there maybe is not a recipe, you know, that someone else has come up with that's going to be a fit for me. And you know, you spend a lot of time kind of questioning yourself, I think, as an entrepreneur when you are sort of treading an alternative path, if you will. So what would you say maybe to those who are listening who are either just getting started or perhaps have had a business that has been impacted in the last couple years by what's been going on globally? What would you say to them to sort of give them a sense of, you know, there is a way to redirect and there's a way to do it that is a perfect match for me?
I love how you're putting it so clearly and simply but profoundly. I would say that there's no better time, no more fertile time to be open to understanding who you really are, what makes you tick, what makes you truly magical by design. And one of the things that the guide said, you know, you are not infused in someone else's formula. You know, someone else, that's their recipe, mm-hmm. right? That's their thing. And sometimes we think that what we want, you know, maybe there's no blueprint for exactly what I want, or maybe we start searching, oh, somebody has the magic pill. But the blueprint, you know, what I'm here to tell you is that the blueprint is you, and to give your own soul's mm-hmm. design a chance. Because when you know yourself better, you lead better, period.
And just hearing you say that, it just felt like such a relief that we really do. If we can just get that clear understanding that we are the blueprint, that it's not outside of us, it's inside us. Now, you know, of course, there are people who have skills and talents and particular expertise that we can certainly bring in to help us, but that it's us that we are to look to for our own guidance, if you will, about what feels best in business. There's been so much bad business that's been done, and we're seeing, I think, the vestiges of it all around us, and so it is just such a perfect time for people to really begin to say, no, I don't want to do it like that anymore. It never really felt like a fit for me. It didn't feel right. I want to do this in a way that really speaks to my soul. And I think your book is, it's just going to be an incredible tool for people who are moving into that recognition that they want to be in business, they want to do it in a way that really resonates for them, and they want to do it in a way that makes a huge difference in the world. I think that's what all of us as entrepreneurs, deep down in our hearts, we want. We want that. So thank you for putting your thoughts and your energy and your love into this guidebook for entrepreneurs. I'm very grateful.
Thank you. It's really nice to hear you say that, you know, because it's affirming to me, right? And the way you say it so clearly is very just beautiful. So thank you for that, too.
Oh, of course. Yeah, I think it's right now, I think we're all looking for new nourishment and new direction. And so we're not finding it in the old places and in the old ways. So it's I think, really helpful to have someone who is courageous enough to stand up and say, wait a minute, you can do this, and you can do this in concert with your soul and your own style of leadership and life. And I'm super excited about it. And I know that my community is largely entrepreneurs and healers and practitioners of all kinds. And so this book sounds like a real breath of fresh air for us. And I'm super excited about that.
Thank you. Yeah. I really feel like it is an invitation for liberation, you know, so we stop trying to fit into mm-hmm. things that we were never meant to fit into begin with.
Yeah. As you were talking, it was like that glass slipper that Cinderella kept, you know, she kept trying to make things be different until she finally just said, this is me. And, you know, then things began to line up. So it's just kind of we all try to cram our feet into glass slippers that don't fit and wear shoes that are too big for us and do things that don't feel right. They don't resonate with us. That was always my big struggle. You know, there'd be like a new thing that came out, a new way, a new something, a new social media platform or something. You know, and it was just like, I don't know if this feels like it's right for me. And I kind of tried to fit into it until I just finally didn't. And I think a lot of us are there now. We're like, no, we're ready to do things. We're ready to do things in a different way. And so lots of opportunities for new entrepreneurial endeavors. So this book is a wonderful support tool, I think, for those of you who are listening, who are ready to do business in some different ways, in ways that really speak to your heart and soul. So,
yeah.
Priscilla, if you were going to just pull out one or two real gem pearls from the book that you could share, what would that be?
Leadership is defined as contribution. Contribution is adding value. It's something that we are all doing, therefore we are all leading. The key to leading is not so much trying to figure out where we fit in, but how we can unhook from old programming and notions and paradigms of what we think a leader ought to be in order to be heard and to make a difference in the world. And that is one of the promises of Soul Fluent Leadership, is that it helps you understand that you are already a leader, you're already making a difference, and to consciously define what leadership means to you on your own terms, so that you have the permission, the space, and the freedom to lead by being yourself in a way that also works with the world that we're growing into and stepping into that supports the collective good. So we're going from a me kind of leader to a we leadership model where we all win, where we all create win-win-wins.
Hear, hear. I love it. I love it. So those who are listening, if you are on the Blog Talk page, you will see the link to Priscilla's book right on the page. But again, if you're on your phone and not in front of a screen where you can look at something, the emails that have gone out inviting you to attend this event have the link. And the link is Priscilla Stephan, it's STEPHAN.com/book. And you can access it there. And it sounds like you can access it very soon for an amazingly low price. So grab that book and become familiar with Priscilla's work. It's really amazing. It's really impactful. And I can't say enough good about it. So Priscilla, anything you'd like to just kind of wrap up with for the listeners?
Yes, remember that you don't have to suffer or try to put your feet in slippers that were never yours, were never a good fit to begin with. And that once you understand how you are naturally designed to make a difference, you will feel so much happier, lighter, and freer to be you and make a change in the world.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Priscilla, for being here today, for sharing your thoughts and some pearls from your book. And thank you so much for writing this book, for creating this beautiful tool that all of us as entrepreneurs stepping into this new world that we are now living in can use as a soul-fluent leadership business guide. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And bless you. Bless your work.
Thank you so much, likewise. And thank you so much for having me. It's been such a pleasure.
Enjoyed it thoroughly. All right, everyone, enjoy the rest of your day and definitely check out Priscilla's book. It will be well worth your time reading it and employing the strategies that she shares. Thanks, everyone. Much love.
Thank you.
Bye for now.
Bye.
Thanks, Priscilla. Bye.
Bye.